Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chris Bolton, White Sox, Blackhawks pre and post game. Chris, good morning and welcome to the program.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. At least it wasn't, we didn't have a five overtime game. I would have taken a win in a five overtime game over a loss in regulation, but still, we're rested enough here to join you this morning.
Last night, you know, I didn't watch it. The game started by the time that they got on. It had to be after 10 o'clock. And, you know, when you show up for work at 5 a.m., those things don't usually coincide. So what was the story of last night's action?
Well, Hawks hung tough against a much better team, the number one team in the Western Conference. A lot of people think a Stanley Cup contender. And they hung tough for two periods, but they just weren't able to push it through the third. And this Vegas Golden Knights team that they're going to have to face is deep. Yeah. And one you have to expect is going to keep grinding. And they ended up scoring a couple goals in the third period to get past the Hawks by a final score of 4-1. So basically, the Blackhawks are going to have to find a way to generate a little more offense, which is going to be difficult to do, but they're going to have to rely on some of their depth guys to get through this series. Some that they didn't quite see in the first round series against Edmonton. The stakes are raised as you go on in the playoffs, as some of the Stanley Cup veterans know, and some of these younger guys are going to have to learn under trial by fire to get past that and convert when the pressure's on.
So, last night, the game starts really at a late hour, by any estimation. The next time they play, when does that start?
That's drive time radio.
Yeah, how is that possible? What is going on here? How can one day it's 10:30 at night and the other it's in the middle of the Rokan show? I don't understand that.
That's the way the NHL scheduling things.
Man.
You know, with these two bubble cities, you know,
I know.
A wave of Eastern Conference teams and Calgary and Dallas, which will probably be the other two games playing tomorrow. They're used to playing a little bit later, so there's a give and take here with how things are scheduled. And they had the earlier game and yesterday and the Hawks and the Vegas Golden Knights will have the same thing tomorrow afternoon when we start the pregame at 4, and then they'll drop the puck at 4:30.
You know, crazy. One of the things that I mentioned to John earlier, Chris, was that part of the reason they had to postpone that Boston-Carolina game in Toronto after the five overtime game between Tampa Bay and Columbus was because it takes a while to disinfect the arena at between games, which is something that they have to factor in the time for that. So that's why they're playing multiple games. That's part of the reason they're playing multiple games, and they need all this time to play these games per day with a couple of games being played in each site.
But the time zone swing is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, they probably got lucky last week when there were three games per site that they didn't have two, three, four, five overtime game, which really would have pushed things back. I mean, they would have altered the schedule, of course, but that was really a unique situation, and for John and Troy and I and the entire staff over in the studios there last night, we were just hoping that Calgary and Dallas would take regulation based on what we're seeing going on in Toronto. So that's something they may have to factor in when these TBD games next week start factoring in. If these series start getting extended, maybe they start spacing out some of the games that are held, the multiple games that are held on one day in one city.
So they disinfect the ice. What is that? You put a mask on a Zamboni? How does that work exactly?
Well, I don't know if it's so much the ice, but the boards, the bench, the locker rooms.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I just try to put a little levity in there.
Everyone puts on the hazmat suits because this is 2020. And it's such a unique situation. And good call by the NHL. Now, let's hope, you know, for Toronto's sake, that they don't have a game that goes 2 and 3 and 4 overtimes today, because they have a triple header today based on pushing that Boston Carolina back. Our former colleague Judd Surratt was probably sitting and waiting and twiddling his thumbs, waiting for something to happen, and then he got pushed back to today. But at least we know he's got the early game here today.
Well, thanks for being with us. And, you know, go Hawks. That's all I got to say. I mean, they're in it.
Yep, they're in it, and they need to you know, find some other answers against this team that is no doubt one of the Stanley Cup contenders, and hopefully they'll make adjustments to find a way to do that tomorrow.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate it. We'll be listening for you.
All right. Appreciate it.